V'shalach, we want to look at Perek Tezayin in Sefer Shmos, which of course is the Parsha of the Man. And the Parsha of the Man divides up into two sections. And again, if we had more time, I would prove to you that you really have, logically, if you read the Psukim carefully, you must divide the Parsha into half. But in case we don't get a chance to go through all the logical reasoning that led me to this conclusion, I'm just going to present you with the conclusion, and that is begin with Pasuk Aleph and end with Pasuk Yud, and then you'll see a Pei, which means a Parsha Psucha, but Perek Tezayin Pasuk Yud Aleph really begins what I call Roman numeral number 2. And there's a very sharp division here between the first 10 psukim in this perek and what comes afterwards. And part of what we want to analyze, and it's not simple, is to figure out what does the second section, meaning from Pasuk Yud Aleph and on, add that we don't already have in the first section. And you could have blinked and missed this, but the Ramban would not let you do so. He's going to open your eyes to this. The problem is going to be, that's our challenge for today, what is the Ramban's solution to the problem? But be that as it may, Shalom Aleichem David, how are you? If you'll see, the first 10 psukim, they seem to form an entity in and of itself, meaning a full chapter, the first 10 psukim. Let's just, without reading all the psukim inside, let's highlight certain main points. Klal Yisrael leave Elim and they sojourn into Midbar Sin, and this is in the second month since they left Mitzrayim. And the next two psukim, which are Beis and Gimel, present a very harsh complaint, what we call tluna, of the people of Israel, because they have no food, they have no bread. And the key word here is at the end of Pasuk Gimel, Ra'av. They're afraid of dying of starvation. And at this point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in, right? Enter HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalom Aleichem Pasuk Dalet. And this is the introduction to Man. And that will take us from Pasuk Dalid to Pasuk Hey. Vayomer Hashem Moshe. Okay? And what you want to emphasize here, if you had a yellow marker, are the words at the end of Pasuk Dalid, Leman anasenu hayelech b'sarasi imlo. As if to say that the purpose, the objective of the man is Leman anasenu. And again, a number of questions have to be raised here. First of all, wouldn't the purpose of the man simply be to save the people from starvation? And second of all, what does it mean Leman anasenu? Is this a test of some sort? Fine. Then we fast forward to Psukim Vav, Zayin, and Ches. And they form another subcategory, another small unit here. This is the response of Moshe and Aaron to the complainers. And we want to highlight the following words in Pasuk Vav, V'yidatem ki ani Hashem hotzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. Now we have another objective, another purpose to the man. We said the man, first of all, is going to stave off starvation. That's understood. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the man is Laman for the purpose of Anasenu. And Moshe and Aaron have a different objective. Their purpose here is V'yadatem ki Hashem hotzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. And then Moshe and Aaron continue, and they say that something unbelievable is going to happen tomorrow. Boker. And that is Uri'isem es kvod Hashem. And this Uri'isem es kvod Hashem is a response to the tluna, to the complaint of Bnei Yisrael. And then Moshe indicates that something's going to happen tonight. In addition to the Kvod Hashem, V'ra'isam is Kvod Hashem tomorrow, which with the morning is going to be, again, in Canadian terms we might say snow, but in scriptural terms we would say man, there's also something going to be happening at night. And that is Basar Lechol. And we're going to see in Pasuk Yud Gimel that that Basar is the Slav. But if you ask me, based on Moshe's presentation here, which of the two, I give you a choice of two choices, whether it's A, Erev, which means the Slav, or B, Boker, means the Man, which of the two is going to be a response to the Tlunos of Bnei Yisrael? It would seem that the answer is Boker, Uri'isem es Kvod Hashem, meaning the Man, because Moshe says, "V'lechem ba'boker lisboa b'shmo Hashem es tlunoseichem." And then in Pasuk Tes, we have an emphasis here on Bnei Yisrael. So you want to underline that. And then with Pasuk Yud Aleph, we have a whole new section, which I call, in yeshivish jargon, we would call it a chazara, a review. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe limar, shamati es tlunos bnei Yisrael, daber lehem limar, bein arbaim tochlu basar, ubaboket tisbu lachem yidatem ki ani Hashem elokeichem. Wait a minute. Doesn't that sound awfully familiar? What do psukim yud aleph and Yud Beis add to what we already know from the first 10 psukim? Ribono Shalom, it's a very strange phenomenon here, an entire review of what we already know. Now, in order to analyze this, we want to take a look at the Ramban. That's not a surprise to you, right? Of course, the Ramban. And in this case, we have to review something that we already know, but it's kedai to see it inside, because Osios Machkimos, and this Ramban is back in Parshas Bo. You remember that the Mitzrayim are in hot pursuit of Bnei Yisrael, and it's right before Kriyas Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael are gripped with fear because here's Kol Rechev Paro that's coming, pursuing them closely. And the Ramban points out, and this you'll see in Perek Yudalid. Okay, I said this was Parshas Bo. I stand corrected. This is already Parshas B'Shalach. Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Yud or Yud Aleph. It's both Psukim, actually. And the Pasuk describes Vayiru Ma'od. They are very frightened. Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael Hashem. Vayomru El Moshe Mibli Ein Kvarim B'Mitzrayim. You took us out to the desert to die. We could have been buried in Mitzrayim. So the Ramban points out here that there's a stira min ehu beh. There's a contradiction from the Reisha to the Sefer. And enu nireh, it doesn't make any sense, he says, ki b'nei adam atzoakim al Hashem lo shiam, that if indeed the Jews are crying out to God to save them, yivatu b'yeshua sharasalahem, God took them out of Mitzrayim. This was a long process of Yeshua, the Ten Makos, and now they're kicking, they are spurning the very Yeshua, the very salvation that He brought for them. V'yomru ki tov lem shelo itzil, it'd be better that they had died in Mitzrayim. So this Ramban is very famous, and there are sources for this Ramban as early as Chazal in the Medrash. Aval nochon shenefareish shen kitos, that Klal Yisrael is broken up into different groups. Hakosav Yisaper Kol Mashasu Kulam, the Torah tells us about all of these groups. Each one had a different response to the fear of the hot pursuit of Mitzrayim. Omar, Ki akata achas, one group cried out, Soekes al Shem in prayer, Acheres, but the other one, Makcheshes binivio, was denying the prophet Moshe, V'ena bocheres b'Yeshua, they reject the salvation, V'alzos kosuv, V'yamru al yam, B'yamsuf, the pasuk in Tehillim in Kufav says Vayamru al Yamsuf, they rebelled against God at the sea. That's a reference to the second group. Oh, the Ramban wants to use this thesis to answer another question, not only to reconcile this theory between Vayitzaku and Vayomru Abli Ein Kvar Mitzrayim, they're two different groups. They're the good guys and the bad guys. But moreover, there's something very strange over here, because in Pasuk Yud, it says, Vayisu b'nei Yisrael seinem v'hinei Mitzrayim noseh achreim v'yirumot v'yitzaku b'nei Yisrael. It says b'nei Yisrael twice. Says the Ramban, ulekach yachzir hakosuv b'nei Yisrael pam acheres. Why does the Torah repeat a second time b'nei Yisrael? It says, Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. The answer is, Ki atovim b'hem tzaku el Hashem, v'anish'arim maru b'dvara. So while there was a group amongst them, the good guys, that cried out to Hashem in prayer, the remainder, maru b'dvara, they rebelled against His word. So it means that the Torah uses the phrase B'nai Yisrael Lishvach to praise that group that responded in the proper way by crying out in prayer. Ulekach Omar Achrechein Vayiru Ha'omis Hashem Vayaminu B'Hashem Boshavdo. Later, after Kriyas Yamsuf, even the rank and file citizen who was not on the level of B'nai Yisrael believed in Hashem. Lo Omar Yisrael, the word Yisrael is not used, but rather the word Am. Ki b'nei Yisrael heim la yechidim, shem la yechidim, v'am shem la hamon. In other words, b'nei Yisrael is a reference to the individuals, meaning the exceptional Balei Amuna, the people of faith. But the Am is the shame of the hamon, is your average Jew who did not live up to that level of emuna. So I guess you'd call it one of the people. V'chein v'yilonu ha'am, and similarly in Perek Tesvav, you remember when they complained that there was no water to drink, it's going to say am, because the complainers are always the am. The am represents the people, the masses. And you'll see this, says Ramban, in Bamidbar, with regard to the znus with Benos Moav, it says, "Vayochel ha'am liznos." Kol makom shenemar ha'am, whenever it's called the people or the nation, loshen gnai, that's a term of dishonor. Kol makom shenemar Yisrael loshen shvach, it's a term of honor. So now, having seen the Ramban in Perek Yudalid, let's fast forward to the psukim in Perek Tezayin, and we'll see that there's something very strange going on, because here we're dealing with the tluna, the complaint of Bnei Yisrael, and they're saying Amibli ein kvarim b'Mitzrayim mi yitein museinu b'yad Hashem b'yaretz Mitzrayim b'shivteinu, etc., etc. And what do you anticipate should be the name used to call B'nai Yisrael if they're complaining? on, correct? But take a look, three times it says Bnei Yisrael. It says it at the beginning of the parasha in Pasuk Aleph, Vayavo kol hadas Bnei Yisrael. It says it again in Pasuk Beis, Vayilonu kol hadas Bnei Yisrael. And in Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer lehem Bnei Yisrael, Miyutei Musenu b'yad Hashem. Why does it say Bnei Yisrael? It should have said Ha'am. Later on, indeed, it does say Ha'am, but here it says Bnei Yisrael. The word to describe the complainers is the Am, not Bnei Yisrael. And if the Rabban had an answer in Perek Yudalid, when the Egyptians were running after Klal Yisrael at Yamsuf, that they were Vayitzaku Bnei Yisrael, those were the good guys who were praying to Hashem. But here, in Perek Tezayin, which is the introduction to Man, we don't find any good guys here who are praying to Hashem. All we find on the contrary are complainers. Vayilonu kol hadas Bnei Yisrael al Moshe v'Yalar. Now I want to make one other comment, and that is, you can have a tluna, you could have a complaint against God, or you can have a complaint against the leaders of Israel, in this case Moshe and Aaron. If you take a look in Pasuk Beis, the impression you get is Vayilonu kol hadas Bnei Yisrael al Moshe v'al Aaron. There was something here which was, in a sense, a rebellion, if you will, against the representatives, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. So let's just summarize three questions that we have so far. Question number one, why do we find in the second half of Perek Tezayin, that means Psukim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, a repetition of what we already know in the first 10 psukim? Question number two, what exactly is the purpose of man? Is it Laman Anasenu, which is in Pasuk Dalet? Or is it, as Moshe would have it in Pasuk Vav, V'yidatem ki Hashem Hotzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim? And finally, the third question is, why in this perek of the Tluna of Bnei Yisrael are they called Bnei Yisrael? According to the Ramban's thesis, they should be called the Am. Now, I want to show you another Ramban, but just as a lead-in to the Ramban, take a look at Pasuk Yud Beis, because Pasuk Yud Beis is really bothering us a lot insofar as it's a repetition of everything that came before in the first 10 psukim. You look at the last five words in Pasuk Yud Beis, V'yidatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. Now, let's go back and compare that to Pasuk Vav earlier. It says, V'yidatem ki Hashem Hotzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim. In terms of the names of God, would you say that there's some major addition here in Pasuk Yud Beis that we didn't find earlier? Which word? Okay, what else? But I'm talking about a name of God specifically.
Elokeichem?
Exactly, Elokeichem. And I say this as an introduction to the Ramban, who sees in the word Elokeichem a very important concept. And Blineder, as we go along, we would like to understand, what does Elokim mean? And certainly, what does Elokeichem mean? But before we go on, let's open up to Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I meant to say Pasuk Yud Beis. It says, Shamati es Tlunos Bnei Yisrael. Now, in the context of this pasuk, of Shamati es Tlunos Bnei Yisrael, the Ramban, I think, although not explicitly, but how should I say, implicitly, raises and addresses our question. What is the Chiddush here? What is the addition of Pasuk Yud Beis? So I think you have the Ramban there on your page. And the Ramban says the following. Shamati es tlunos b'nei Yisrael daber aleihem leimor b'nei arbayim. What is being added here, says the Ramban, Zeh hadibur kvar omro Moshe l'Yisrael. Hashem is just repeating what Moshe already told B'nai Yisrael. And therefore, why is this pasuk recorded? It's totally superfluous. Says the Ramban, Aval Mishneh, the word Mishneh means to repeat. Mishneh was repeated Bavur Sheyomar, Shamati es tlunos b'nei Yisrael. Now wait a second. What is the Ramban telling me over here? We already know from Psukim, Zayin, Ches, and Tes that Hashem heard the tlunos of b'nei Yisrael. Correct? Because b'shamo es tlunoschem in Pasuk Zayin, and it basically repeats it over and over again. Pasuk Ches, b'shmo Hashem es tlunoseichem. V'nachnu malo aleinu tlunoseichem. And in Pasuk Tes again, ki shama es tlunoseichem. Ribbono shel Olam, this shama es tlunoseichem was coming out of our ears already. So what does Ramban mean that in Pasuk Yud Beis there's a chiddush here, shamati es tlunos b'nei Yisrael? Like in the States, we say you discovered America. Like, what do you mean you discovered America? This is, you've already told me three times over that you heard the complaints of B'nai Yisrael. So, Zokter Ramban name, he's got to repeat it. Shamati es tlunos B'nai Yisrael. Says the Ramban, Ki mitchila, in the first unit of 10 psukim, the first 10 psukim in the parasha, Omar hinini manti lechem lechem. I am bringing you man from the heavens. Ke'ose imoyim chesed birtzono o bizchusa. V'ata higid ki nechshav lehem li'avon. Whoa. This, again, it's one line in the Ramban, and you could blink and miss it. But I think there's a very important secret here. The Ramban is unlocking a very important key, a very important door. Says the Ramban, and we touched on this earlier, what is the purpose? What, if I can use the bar, the term, it's a human term, but what motivated Hashem, Kaviyachol, to bring down the man? And there are two different approaches, and the Ramban is saying they're both right. The first approach is the approach of section one, what I call Roman numeral number one of this parak, Tezayin. And that is that Hashem does chesed with B'nai Yisrael. Or b'schusam. Even moreover, it could be because they deserve it. So whatever the purpose of the man is, l'man anasenu, it's for the good of B'nai Yisrael. It's because the people of Israel either deserve it or because they somehow solicit or stimulate the compassion, the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch. Now says the Ramban, V'ata, in Pasuk Yud Beis, we're getting a new idea over here. And that is that the man is a response to sin, to chet, to avon. The atahigit, now he's revealing, ki nechshav lahem avon, their complaint was a sin, ubavur atluna, yasa imoim ken. In other words, The man itself was justified. Hashem would have brought down the man regardless of, or shall we say, independent of the complaint of Bnei Yisrael. Because after all, they're going into the wilderness. They have no source of sustenance. So out of grace, even if they didn't deserve it, or moreover, maybe they did deserve it, Hashem would have brought down the man. We didn't need your tluna. Says the Ramban, Hashem now is revealing that there's another reason for the man, and that's in response to your tluna. As a result of your complaint, there's a brand new reason for Hashem to bring down the man. The man is going to function on two different levels. Its first objective is for the sake of Klal Yisrael, for their benefit as chesed or zchus. The second goal or objective of the man is something that came into being as a result of the avon, the sin of Klal Yisrael, that they complained about the situation. How is the man an appropriate response to the sin of Bnei Yisrael that they complain? Says the Ramban, "Kidei shetedu ki ani Hashem Elokeichem." Again, Rabbi, say, take a look at Pasuk Yud Beis. We did not see before Pasuk Yud Beis the word Elokeichem. So maybe there was a purpose in and of itself of bringing down the man for the benefit of Klal Yisrael to teach them ki ani Hashem. But why ki ani Hashem Elokeichem? And the answer is ki ad ata, until this point, einchem maminim Hashem Elokeichem. You don't believe in Hashem Elokeichem. Maybe you have some abstract belief in the concept of God. You know, there's a God that exists. But the concept of Hashem Elokeichem, that's something that you're faithless. Al Kain, that's the source, that's the root of the problem. Atem mislonanim al neviyav. You complain against the prophets of Israel. If you look at Moshe and Aaron as just leaders, you know, like for example, here in Israel, you know, we're having elections coming up, so you vote for your political leaders. Okay, so you have complaints. I mean, here in Israel, for every leader, you'll have 50,000 complaints. I mean, that's the name of the game. So if Klal Yisrael are relating to Moshe and Aaron as leaders, you know, political leaders, you know, so they can complain. We always complain against our leaders, do we not? That's the name of the game. But these are not leaders. These are Nevi'im. These are prophets who are bringing you a revelation of the will of God. They are Shluchei Akel. And you don't recognize them as such. Your complaints reveal that you don't believe in Moshe and Aaron as Nevi'im. And now Hashem is going to bring you the man, the purpose of which is to demonstrate ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. And if you will get the message and you begin to believe and have full faith in ani Hashem Elokeichem, then we can correct the oven, the sin of your rejection of the Nevi Hashem. Rabosai, do you begin to see how complex the system is? There's a whole string, a whole chain here of what's going on. There's the man in and of itself, which has its own objective, and it's going to be brought down from the heavens either as chesed to Klal Yisrael or because of their merits. But then, what enters stage? The tluna of Bnei Yisrael. And the tluna of Bnei Yisrael now reveals, says the Ramban, that the people of Israel did not believe in the Nevi'im. Oh, you don't believe in the Nevi'im? Now I'm going to bring down the man, but for an entirely different purpose. And that's v'yedatem ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. And somehow, in a complex system, in the mind of the Ramban, the ani Hashem Elokeichem is going to be A, engendered or taught, established in the minds of the people of Israel as an article of faith by the man secretly or mysteriously will convey and teach Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And number two, as a result of the faith of Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem, now you're going to believe in the Nevi Hashem. So Rabbi said, when I started learning this, I said, wow, this is like beyond, there's like too much going on over here. On the one hand, I was absolutely thrilled that the Ramban asks our question. Pasuk Yud Beis is simply a duplicate of what we already know. There's no chiddush here. I was excited that the Ramban shtels on the extra word Elokeichem here. That doesn't appear in Moshe's presentation back in Pasuk Vav. There it says Hashem Otzi Eschem Eretz Yisrael, doesn't say Elokeichem. I was also happy to learn that the Ramban was sensitive to the fact that the Tluna of Bnei Yisrael is really not against God, but it's against Moshe V'Aaron. Zok the Ramban, the reason for that is because Moshe V'Aaron were not appreciated or accepted as Nevuah, as Nevi'im, which means that there's something in the faith of Bnei Yisrael, because Nevuah is one of the articles of faith, right, in the Yud Gimel Ikri, Adas, and the Rambam, and all of them. So they're missing a piece of faith. They haven't embraced the Nevi'im. So that was all exciting. And I saw that the Ramban splits the Parsha of Man into two. There's the first 10 Psukim in Perek Tezayin, and that's a reference to Man, which has its own, it's generated by its own purposes, irrelevant to Tlunas Bnei Yisrael. Whereas from Pasuk Yud Aleph and on, now we're in a new league. Now we're talking about, of course I meant the hockey league, right? Now we're talking about a goal which is meant to be achieved by the man, because of the Tlunos Bnei Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael overstepped their bounds, exhibiting a lack of faith, in this case the lack of faith in Nevi'ov. And now the purpose of Man, in addition to the first purpose of Man, because again we're not crossing out the first 10 Psukim of this Parsha, we're adding an Inami, or a Va'od, and that is to teach you Ki Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And here's where I get stuck. Why is Ani Hashem Elokeichem the key to solve the problem and rectify the oven of the Tluna Spaces Bnei Yisrael? So at this moment in time, what I'd like to understand is, what does the word Elokim mean? And I think I have for you two Rambans that perhaps would shed a light on this concept of Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Now, I'd like to learn the Ramban on Pasuk Vav. I hope you have it on your page. And I think the Ramban sees Psukim Vav and Zayin as a unit. We said that Moshe tells V'yedatem, and U'boker Re'isav Eskvod Hashem. Says the Ramban, let me just get the Ramban for a second. V'anochon B'enai. The Ramban says, Ki hoya hapela b'man gadol miot. The wonder of the man is a pella. It's a great wonder. Ki haslav he gives also minayam. At night you're going to get the slav to eat meat. Okay, that was blown into the desert from the sea. Again, Hashem was the one who blew it, but it's, the Ramban says, Beruach nasa mito kiderech olam. You could attribute it to a natural phenomenon. You know, the winds blew quail in that direction into the man. Again, I don't know statistically what are the chances that would happen at that particular moment in time, but be it as it may, it's biderech hateva. Aval man, look at how the Ramban describes man. And I don't know if you follow the Minig HaShalot to read Parshas Aman today, but we'll be yotzei a little bit by reading the Ramban, because it's getting close to Shkia here. He says, Aval man, notzar lahem ata yitzira chadosha b'shamayim. Unbelievable, it's a new creation. We're back to Maisa Bracious. Ke'inyan Maisa Bracious. The man was created solely for the purpose of Bnei Yisrael. Imagine, all of the universe was created. You can imagine how many different creations there are in the universe. It's endless. But one creation was for Bnei Yisrael and only for Bnei Yisrael, and that's the man. And that's why the Mishnah tells us in Avos, Shenivra ben Hashmoshos, it was created before Shabbos on the sixth day of creation. Ulekach omer akosuv, ba'os asher yaseh lechem ba'erev, teidu, ki hu hotzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim, ki yarech lechem shulchan ba'midbar. He says, you know what? Maybe you'll understand that God took you out of Mitzrayim when you eat the quail tonight. You'll see the Ashkocha Pratis, that Hashem blows a wind from the Yam and brings the quail into the Midbar for you to eat. But there's something way beyond that. It's not just that Hashem prepares food for you in the wilderness. You talk about an exceedingly great wonder. That's going to happen in the morning. That's the man. Tiru es kvod malchuso. Now you will observe the glory of Hashem's kingship, Malchus, Asher Mikel Bashamayim Uvoretz, Asher Yaseh Kimasecha Ukvurosecha. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Ki Bigdolos Uviniflos Sheyasa Hashem Yeroa Kvodo. Now, Rabosai, these concepts of Malchus and Kvodo are esoteric Kabbalistic concepts, but I think the emphasis here is on Kel, because the word Kel is the shortened form of Elohim. Now let's see if we can figure out what the word Elohim means, and we're going to turn back to the first Ramban in the Torah in Bereishis Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph, and the Ramban says Elohim is Baal HaKochos Kulam Ki Amila Ikra Kel, right? The root of the word Elohim is Kel, Shu Koach, the Mila Murkeves Kel Haim, meaning Haim is a reference to all the other powers. Whatever powers you see in the universe, any energy forces, the sovereign king or ruler over all these Kochos, and the origin, the source of all these powers, is Elohim, is God. The name Elohim therefore reveals the unique power of God. And that's Kel Haim. Now, if God is the source of powers, He's the power of all powers, well, that's true for all of the universe, everything in creation. What does the Pasuk mean here in Pasuk Yud Beis with regard to the Pela Agonel, as the Ramban calls it, of man? When it says, V'yedatim ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. Why Elokeichem? Why is it your God? And the answer is that even though Elohim refers to the entire universe, insofar as He is the source of all powers that control the entire universe, but He has a special unique relationship to the people of Israel. And this we've seen on many, many occasions, that the Ramban emphasizes and reviews time after time again. Check, for example, in Achrimos and also in Zos HaBracha, the Ramban emphasizes over and over again that the power of God, as it filters down into this universe, has many intermediaries. And every nation on the face of the earth achieves or experiences the power of God through a malach or a sar. There's only one nation on the earth that experiences Elohim, the power of Almighty God and His might, in a direct way without any intermediaries. And that's the nation of Israel. Therefore, Hashem is Elokeichem. Elokim means the source of all power, but it's your God because you, as the people of Israel, have a special relationship. And if we could say that the process of creation is the realization, or to materialize God's power as Elohim through creation, and that's why the name Elohim appears over and over again in the story of Bereishis. God's power as the source of all other powers, it manifests itself through creation. Then now in the Parsha of Man, we have a new Elohim, so to speak, a new manifestation of Elohim, meaning of the power of God. Because the Ramban says that this Peleh Gadol is Kel, it comes from Aleph Lamed, because this Peleh is a new creation, a Yetzirah Chadasha, and it's for the sake of Klal Yisrael. A creation that is not connected to any other people on the face of the earth other than one, and that's Klal Yisrael.
So why Elokeichem? It should say Elokeinu, no? What? Why Elokeinu?
Well, no, because Hashem is talking to Moshe to transmit the message to Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem says, I heard your tluna, meaning I know now that you've sinned and that you're lacking in your faith. And if you're lacking in your faith, because your tluna clearly demonstrates that you're lacking in faith, you don't even believe in my Nevi'im, then Hashem says, I am going to let you know, Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am your God. So Elokeinu means first person possessive. Elokeichem is when God is talking to people of Israel, that you, I want to indicate to you, you should know, you should learn, Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem, your God. And what instrument? What is the conduit? You know, every teacher needs an instrument. What's going to be the instrument through which God teaches that ani Hashem Elokeichem? It is the man. The man, as a new, brand new creation, a new expression of Elohim, is dafka for you, Bnei Yisrael, and you have to learn and understand the unique, direct relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. It's unlike any other relationship in the universe, any other relationship between God and any other nation. And this is going to prove to Klal Yisrael the greatness of their Nevi'im. And here we have to learn a second Ramban, and that's the Ramban in Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Shoftim. And here I want you to, I think you have it in front of you, it's Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel. And the Ramban says the following. Tomim Tieh Im Hashem Elokeichem, says the Ramban. And if I don't have time now, because it's getting late, to read every word in the Ramban that you have in front of you, I'll at least summarize the Ramban so we get to the punchline. The Ramban says that the meaning of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha means that we should dedicate ourselves Niyached Libenu Elov, to Him, Namin Shehu Levado Osekol, that He and only He exclusively does all things. This is what I call God causing everything is Elokim. This is the concept of Elokim. V'hu Yodea Amitas Kol Asid, He knows the future of everything that happens. So if you want to know what's going to happen in the future, where are you going to turn? Ah, says the Ramban. You have to turn to Him alone about the future, because He has the control of all future events. And therefore turn to His Nevi'im. Oh, may Anshe Chasidov, His devout ones. And that's a reference to the Urim V'Tumim. V'lo Nidrosh Mehovle Shamayim V'lo Mizuloso. We shouldn't turn to stargazers or to other kinds of sorceries to inquire what's going to be in the future, look into the crystal ball, and we should not trust them that their words will come to fruition, because God could always change that. If we hear things, some sort of prophetic statements from those stargazers, then our response to should be everything is in the hands of Hashem. Ki hu Elokei Elokim, again the word Elokim, Elyon Alakol Akol Yochol, he is the God of the Supreme God, supreme over everything, all powerful, and he can change any of the arrangements of the constellations and the stars as he wishes. And he goes on and on to say that. And basically, the Ramban understands that Tomim Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, which is a result of the fact that Elokecha is your God. He's the Elokim. He's the source of all powers. He controls the future. This is the mitzvah of believing in his Nevi'im and not Chas V'Shalom turning to anywhere else to require. And the Ramban finishes this by saying, Aval minevio tidrosh the ale of Tishmun, but rather you should turn to Hashem's prophet, inquire of him, and hearken to his voice. So as we run out of time here, just to summarize, what we're saying is that the second goal of the man is to prove and demonstrate that it's Hashem Elokeichem, as the Ramban emphasizes. God, as the supreme power, is the God of Israel, and that's going to be demonstrated through the man min haShamayim. Once we understand that God is Elokim, he is the source of all power, the master of everything that happens, controlling all of nature, and he can change the stars and the constellations, then we're ready for Tomim Tiyam Hashem Elokeichem. Now we're ready to understand and believe in our Nevi'im, because Hashem is all powerful. We only go to him. We have a special relationship without any intermediaries. And in the context and the framework of that relationship, Hashem tells us, reveals to us what we have to do and what will happen in the future, and through what conduit does Hashem reveal to us what's going to be in the future? Through his Nevi'im. So therefore, when Bnei Yisrael come with their tluna, and they say, well, you took us out here, Moshe and Aaron, to die in the Midbar? The answer to that is the man is going to serve a second function. In addition to its first function, which was justified in and of itself independent of that tluna, now it's going to rectify the source of evil of that tluna. You've now demonstrated through your tluna that you are not worthy of believing in Hashem's Nevi'im, because you don't understand that Hashem is Elokeichem, says the Ramban. I, says Hashem, will demonstrate that Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and once you get the message of Ani Hashem Elokeichem through the man, that God is the source of all creative powers in the universe, his creation of the man is a duplicate of the original creation, but it's specifically for Klal Yisrael. Now you'll understand that within the context of that unique relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael v'ani Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem has Nevi'im, and Moshe and Aaron don't mess with them, because they are Nevi Hashem. Whatever they tell you is going to happen, whatever they want to happen, it's because they got the message from me. I am the source of all power. I am Elokim, but I am your Elokim, and therefore believe in my Nevi'im. That's the Chiddush of Pasuk Yud Beis. Joe?
Would you say that? Is the Rambam saying? Ramban saying that there's that the man changed in some way at this point. In other words, if Bnei Yisrael would have been on that level to understand beforehand that Hashem is the Moshe and Aaron with the Nevi'im, and that Hashem was the creator of everything, then the man would have been more of a natural substance, because Hashem would not have had to make it.
I'm not sure, because again, I didn't see that in the Ramban yet. Again, you'll have to come back for more of this, and I don't know when.
Yeah, okay.
But what I mean to say,
you're saying that something, the Ramban's saying that something, Hashem did something more to the man.
Well, again, but be careful about one thing, Joe. As we move through these Rambans, and there's a lot of work here to do, but look in Pasuk Vav. And already in Pasuk Vav is V'yadatem ki Hashem otzi eschem me'eretz Mitzrayim. That might have been perhaps at the level of Hashkacha Pratis, But then in Pasuk Zayin, when he says Uboker Ureisim Es Kvod Hashem, that sounds like we're already upgrading it to a level of something very supernatural, not natural. But I hear your argument, and it could be that we'll come to that. I just don't know. Rabosai, for me to get to the point that I got to now, which again we covered in what, 45, 50 minutes, took me hours. And so, you know, if this was a chavrusa 24/7 for a week on the Ramban on Man, we would probably spend a week. That's how much work there is here. Ramban's left, right, and center. So I don't know what to do now. I think we have a unit, but the unit with A to Z, I think, is only the beginning. It's not the end. You know, to say to you, I'm happy, Tom Vinishlam, that we're at the finish line and we understand Man, I'm not going to tell you that. But I think we do have a picture, and I think we've answered a fundamental question about the difference between the first parsha that goes from Aleph till Yud, and the second parasha of Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, there are Tzvei Dinim in Man over here, if you want to say in Brisket terminologies. Two different objectives in Man, and we'll see in Mirz Hashem, but we need if we can develop that even further as we plow through more Rambans. Okay then?
Thank you.
So I want to wish everyone a good day in the snow over there.
Not that much snow.
Oh, okay. So I guess that Boston is stealing the snow that
and New York.
Yeah. How many inches they have?
It's minus 13.
That you don't have in Boston and New York, I don't think.
No.
That's
New York.